hopefully it'll be, you know, a big attraction for both the people of Derry and for people out of town. You know, it's going to be a mix of entertainment. You know, there's going to be continental style with Glühwein and Bratwurst. We're going to have carol singing. So it's really festive, really something different that we're going to bring to the city.
Now, a number of bar owners within the vicinity of Guildhall Square, they were against the Continental Market being granted an alcohol licence. What can you do to allay these people's fears?
Well, it's actually quite a common fear when a Continental-style Christmas market comes to a city with local business holders. They fear, and I suppose it's understandable, that it will deplete some of their business. But like I say, because it's an attraction, it does tend to bring, you know, often hundreds of thousands of people into the city whereby they wouldn't have been there before. So often a lot of the businesses and local hoteliers get a spin-off from that.
Do you think that maybe these business owners, these bar owners, could end up taking advantage from the Continental Market and gaining more business?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's happened with different cities that we've worked in before. With Galway, for example, they have had great business with weekend breaks in the, you know, hospitality industry, which, you know, with their bars and restaurants also.